Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. And today is the 17th of January of the year 2020. Celebrations today include National Random Acts of Kindness Day. So help an old lady across the road, assuming she wants to cross a road. Consent is important. Give someone a hand, reach out with a compliment, don't get angry on Twitter, and generally make more effort to be less of a c***. As well as National Kindness Day, it's also National Cabbage Day. So if you want to kill two birds with one stone, don't. But if you'd like to combine your celebrations and have a nursing mother with a teething baby in your vicinity, peel off a couple of cabbage leaves to pop on their terribly chewed up nips, and rest assured that you've satisfied the requirements of today's important causes. In America, it is President's Day. Originally George Washington's birthday is now a celebration of all presidents everywhere. Well, all American presidents, which is what counts. Yes, even the shit ones, though it's generally considered as mainly focused on honouring George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, who are far enough in the past that we don't have to worry about who they did or did not finger or murder. So to celebrate President's Day, we have a special fold-out Build Your Own President section, where you can select between the different moral and physical characteristics of previous presidents to build your own perfect president. The hat of Lincoln, the moral character of Calvin Coolidge, and the personal style of Barack Obama. No female parts included. Sorry, that's just history. Or randomly roll for any president. Oh no, not Millard Fillmore, known for his unfortunate combination of high collar and double chin, his ill-fated compromise of 1850, which tried to keep the North and South of America together. We all know how well that worked out. Today in history, on the 17th of January in 1959, the first weather satellite was launched, forever taking the mystery out of leaving the house and putting old people with satellite-enabled rain-detecting bones out of business. Your guest today is New Zealand rugby player and celebrity man advisor, just coming off his controversial How to Be a Man tour, James Nokise. What does it feel like representing all men, James?
Well, you know, I've got to put up with constantly people going, not all men, which it just gets tiring after a while, you know, it just wears you down when people, you're trying to make a point and people are like, well, not all men.
Well, particularly as you title your third book, Yes, All Men.
Yeah, especially. I mean, it's book three in the mansplaining series, which I feel it's going pretty well from my point of view. There's been a bit of pushback, but no one who counts.
Coming up today, our top story is the new expanse that's twisting everyone's pants. Yes, we'll be talking about New Zealand, but first some headlines from around the world. Borders in Italy are currently under dispute after the Wiggles government has published a new national map drawn all in primary colours and easily comprehensible shapes. Italy, traditionally a sort of a boot shape, has been reframed as a triangle, a rectangle and various jolly polyhedrons. Critics claim it's confusing, childish and impinging on the borders of surrounding territories. When asked for comment, the Wiggles government did jolly finger guns and announced the promotion of Captain Feathersword to the Department of National Defence. Andy Zaltzman's Birthing Beats album is topping maternity ward charts since it launched this week. Birthing Beats, percussive pattering to push a baby out, has met with mixed reviews, but the sales don't lie. And safety concerns have emerged about Elon Musk's new deepfake work robots, with news that the artificially intelligent prototypes are maybe a little too human, going on strike after only 45 seconds in a laboratory workplace scenario, unionising against what they are calling the deeply inhumane conditions of an average corporate data entry job. So let's keep an eye on that story coming up. And now it's time for your ad section, because how will you know what you like if we don't tell you? Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Non-targeted advertising. You know you'll like things based on other things you already like, but what about taking a risk sometime? Is targeted advertising becoming a little too predictable, making you feel like you're an uncomplicated guessing game that's being solved by a non-sentient robot? Try randomized ads. Enjoy being offered things that don't appeal to you at all. Maybe you'll be surprised by yourself. God knows it's been long enough. Try being told to try something completely new. Non-targeted advertising. We're the species that invented Russian roulette. Take a chance. Daddy Daycare. Dad getting on your nerves? Try Daddy Daycare. Pop him in a suit and tie and bring him to our beautiful CBD location where we'll have a sweet hierarchy for him to slot into, including spreadsheets, semi-annual 180-degree reviews and competitive pay packages. Let him make a useful contribution to the core function of perpetuating the species while you get the real work done at home. Daddy Daycare, now open to mothers and non-binary parents, though of course we're still working on making our office spaces more accessible to non-dads. Sunken eyes? Feeling faint? Don't need to do a wee? Try a glass and a half of water. New from the people that brought you half a glass of water, this is half a glass of water plus, half a glass of water to the max. Symptoms of severe dehydration can't be solved with just one half glass of water, so try a glass and a half. Spoken by Alice Fraser of the Glass Half Full Foundation, not intended only for male use. Please consult your bladder before embarking on a course of treatment. And that is your ads for today.
Are the Glass Half Water people, have they been bought out by Nestle yet?
Not yet. So far, they're still an up-and-coming independent company.
Oh, that won't last.
That will not last.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And our top story today, New New Zealand. James, you're our new New Zealand correspondent. What's going on in that land down under, now up over?
Oh, look, it's all happening. This is the most exciting thing to happen to New Zealand since James Cameron and Peter Jackson just started building new worlds in New Zealand. It's actually because it's an election year, it's becoming a bit of a political hotbed. Winston Peters, who is the New Zealand Foreign Secretary, it's not his New Zealand title, but that's for our international listeners. He was in a bit of controversy last year when it was found out that he wasn't actually attending the debates, he was just putting a whiskey bottle in a grey suit and leaving it on his chair. he's actually quite known as a xenophobe. And so we have different parties that come together to form a government in New Zealand, which is a bit different to other countries where different parties come together and yell at each other. And then Rupert Murdoch decides who the government is. We don't have enough paper sales in New Zealand for Rupert Murdoch to really affect our government. The Russians tried to affect our elections last year, but it was just bird of the year. incidentally, we're really glad that the Alaskan penguin came out of nowhere to win New Zealand bird of the year. We still don't quite understand that, but good on the Russians for giving us that one. So we've got this new landmass. It's big by New Zealand standards, by Australian standards, quite small.
Well, this is the interesting thing. No one really knows so much about this new landmass. Most of the satellite companies have agreed to do a blackout until we've decided what to do with it politically as a world. And I understand there are some objections from foreign governments that New Zealand is taking claim over it just because it happens to be next door to New Zealand. America has suggested that it owns it because it's America and it owns everything and has already started broadcasting some satellite television to the as yet uninhabited continent.
Well, that's true. And I think, to be fair to the American point of view, they are running out of places to do Survivor. So the Brits, of course, are looking at I'm a Celebrity to be shifted there because as far as we can tell, it's a bit like Australia, but with nothing that kills you. So We in New Zealand, we think that because we're closest to it, we should claim it. Mm-hmm. It's an old, it comes down from the British colonization history of New Zealand, mm-hmm. where if we find you, we claim you. So finders keepers, as the great James Acaster has put forward. It's an interesting thing for New Zealand to have an election and discover a new landmass because inevitably it gets tied into the election campaigns. As I was saying, Winston Peters, a great xenophobe, he's trying to say that we can both take on more refugees now from other countries, but not put them in New Zealand. With his great campaign, just put them there, mate. which is actually weirdly gaining traction in New Zealand. A lot of posters going, just put them there. And in Australia too, who have been looking at New Zealand for decades going, just put them there, mate. Mm-hmm. We also, Jacinda Ardern, the great messiah of the South, she has been saying that we need to just take our time and explore to see. We don't know if anyone actually is living on this landmass. There could be Indigenous people there, and New Zealand really doesn't want to screw that up twice.
Indigenous / amphibious people. I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing what this new continent holds. I mean, it's a new continent. The last time that emerged was ages ago. I don't know my history.
Well, no, I mean, look, it's a Pacific country now. So, of course, as a Pacific Islander and as our fellow Pacific Islanders, we're looking forward to seeing what new dances and songs and variations of food they have there as well, you know. So there could be amphibious people. In our myths and legends, it wouldn't be the first time people have come out of the ocean.
Well, I mean, certainly there's plenty of Pacific islands that are going under. It's about time one came up.
Exactly. You know, and I think we're due. Hopefully, if there are people there, they're colonisers and we can really get some back.
Thank you so much to our new New Zealand correspondent, James Nokise.
Ha ha!
We'll be having you back in a couple of weeks to see what is emerging in that department. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and guest, that's you, James. I keep meaning to listen to your podcast, but it's always on when MASH is on. How can I solve this problem? Please don't suggest not watching MASH. P.S. I watch MASH on a streaming service. Yours sincerely, MASH. Ah, so I see what your problem is. This is a podcast, which means you can listen to it at any time. And MASH is now a defunct television series, which you can also watch at any time. So I see your problem here is time itself. And I'm afraid I don't have a solution to that problem.
Actually, I think there's been a bit of a misunderstanding here. MASH is actually an acronym for Mum at Samoan House. So, Mum, I appreciate you writing in. I have given you my phone number several times. I know I'm in a different country, but you don't have to email my friends at their work. So I showed you at Christmas how to use the TV, and if you can just put, I'll fly over. I'll be back soon.
Thank you so much for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle Podcasts production. Thank you so much, James Nokise. You are our guest for today. Do you have anything to plug?
I do. I have, as always, my mental health podcast, Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower, available on podcast. And I have my new internet trolling podcast called Tweeting Like a Chicken from the Shower.
I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.